Hi, welcome to Juicing the People versus O.J. Simpson, the talk show that juices the events surrounding the O.J. Simpson murder trial. I'm Adam Papagan.
And I'm J.J. Stratford. This week, we're going to juice the state of Nevada versus Orenthal James Simpson.
American crime story. Well, we are going to get into, that's true, J.J., we are going to get into, after the civil trial, the kidnapping trial, the kind of, a lot of people consider what happened in Nevada in 2007, O.J.'s finally justice being served, O.J. finally being put away. So we're going to talk about what's been going on lately, or, more recently than the 90s with O.J. But we'll start off this week in O.J. news. Any O.J. news on your end?
No. No big updates.
No big updates. Well, one update, though, is that this is actually our season one finale. We're going to be taking a break for a couple weeks just to recalibrate. And JJ is doing a lot of video art all around the country, so she's busy doing that. I got to get caught up on all the OJ books. And then we're going to be back in June for the ESPN OJ show. You thought this was over. No. Far from it.
With OJ, it never ends.
It never ends with OJ. So that's kind of OJ news. The show about OJ is taking a break.
Yeah, that's the biggest news, I suppose.
Do you think OJ has heard this show?
No.
No, definitely not.
It would be cool if he did. I wonder if he knows about your tour.
So people have asked me, like, do you think that this tour is in bad taste? And I say no, but I thought of something. What if any of the people involved with this went on the tour? Like, what if I was, like, showing the Simpson children the middle school and the restaurant and stuff? That's rough. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I think you could take Cato on the tour, though.
Cato would love it.
Yeah.
By the way, what's with this contract he has? He can't do interviews?
We've been trying to get OJ, we're trying to get OJ on the show. We're trying to get Cato Kalin on the show, but his agent's giving us the runaround.
Yeah, kind of. She wouldn't do this to Steve Harvey.
No.
She wouldn't do this to Eye for an Eye court show. Did you ever see that show?
No.
Cato hosted it. It was a court show where it's Eye for an Eye, so there's revenge. Like, the punishment was, like, based on the crime. And the judge was named Judge Extreme Akeem, and he had a baseball bat that said justice.
Oh, wow.
It was the bat of justice.
Those shows pay.
Yeah.
But as journalists, that's a conflict of interest.
It is, yeah, exactly. We're not TMZ.
We are not TMZ.
We are real journalists. Or at least we play them on TV.
So, but what was the reason, though,
He's that doing we couldn't do... Cato is doing an exciting new show for which he is not allowed to do interviews right now. That's all I got.
I'm excited to see what this is.
Yeah, maybe it's a cool show. Maybe we'll be like, oh, I understand.
That makes sense why he couldn't come on our show.
Yeah, this is the best thing he's ever done.
But I think that he is going to come on the show, just a matter of when.
Yeah, I have a positive attitude.
It could be a year from now.
It could be 10 years from now.
The only thing I'm regretting is that we should have called him before the FX show, because he would have done it.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Just a little bit. People are reinterested in him, which is a good thing for him.
Yeah.
We understand. Mm-hmm. But really, no one's going to interview him the right way.
Till
his agent lets him free.
Because I want to know about... Sure, his perspective on the OJ trial, but I want to know about his life leading up to this and then since. And I have questions about the BC Butcher, the trauma movie he was in. I want to know about Eye for an Eye.
What's the softcore porno he's in?
What is it called? That was before the trial.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? That's good. That would be a great
What's
question.
What's it called?
What was the name of that porno you
Who's the distributor?
Yeah. I want to know about Cato the dog. I want to know about when Cato was on Weakest Link and that mean British lady asked him what his job was and he was like, I'm a house guest. And then like, I got a big laugh. That was cool. Cato was a cool guy. And we will get him on the show. I promise you. viewers, listeners, we will get Cato on the show. But until then...
Until then, we've got a lot to talk about.
Especially FarmBox.com and this great orange juice they've been providing us every week. Go check out FarmBox.com. Fresh produce delivered right to your door. Fresh juice, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. Whole shebang. FarmBox.com.
Don't squeeze the juice.
We're not signing off yet.
Do squeeze the juice.
Yeah, and in FarmBox's case, please do squeeze the juice. It's great. It's great juice.
It's pretty good today.
It is good. Yeah.
It's on the sweeter side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with fresh produce, you know, you're at the mercy of
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature, yeah. And so it's great to... It's great when the juice gods smile upon you. Smiling juice. Speaking of juice, okay, so the civil trial, we covered that last episode before. I don't remember. There's just, you know, so many JoJ stuff going on. But that was not the end of OJ. He kept popping up.
I feel like the Las Vegas case is related to the civil trial, though.
How so?
Because after he was... After he lost the civil trial and was meant to give the Goldmans, what is it, $33 million?
Yeah.
He never gave anything to them. And as soon as they started kind of coming after him for his possessions, that's when he started moving, like paintings, memorabilia, and he started taking stuff out of the Rockingham house and storing them in various storage facilities, and I think that's kind of the start of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding his assets.
Yeah. And then also his just general mental decline from the CTE, from the concussions. And I still think that's a major part in this.
I think that a
continued pattern of poor judgment.
CTE, sure. But what about... steroid use as well.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's proven that it's linked to uncontrollable rage.
Mm-hmm.
And jock mentality.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just getting hit in the head. I think it's maybe getting hit in the head with, like, getting away with shit since college.
Mm-hmm. It was a potpourri. It was a cornucopia of causes that led to OJ being behind bars finally. But let's go back to the civil trial.
Because many people don't really know why he's in prison now.
That's true. It was not widely covered. I mean, in OJ terms, it was not covered at all. But in general, it was just like, I feel like 2007, Great Recession, there are other things going on. There's a little OJ fatigue. It was before things came back around. So it wasn't covered. So we'll get into that. But OJ had a couple newsworthy things that happened on this road after the civil trial. First of all, I can only find one article about this, but this is something that stuck out to me that I remember from the 90s. Do you remember when OJ was golfing at the Rancho Park golf course and a plane crashed on the golf course while he was golfing? And somebody helped pull the people from the wreckage. Nobody died. They pulled from the wreckage. But they were like, did you know O.J. Simpson's on the golf course? Like, that's what they told the pilot when he landed.
You're alive! Guess what?
Guess what? O.J.'s here.
No, I don't know that story. I know that a plane crashed when Harrison Ford was... He also crashed into a golf course or something?
Yeah, Harrison Ford was flying
that plane. But he was flying
plane.
It, yeah.
O.J. was just near a plane crash. And that made the news.
Anything that he is associated with or near, he's a media magnet.
If you're a celebrity, you're dealing with a lot of small aircraft.
Oh, yeah.
That's on your radar, so to speak. Yeah. Well, because, like, a lot of rock stars have died in airplanes. John F. Kennedy Jr., like, it's something that you have to contend with as a celebrity.
Yeah, you're like, oh, air disasters. I'm finally famous, but now I might die in a plane crash.
Buddy Holly.
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, yeah. DJ AM.
He died?
Yeah, he died in a plane crash. And that's why Travis Barker is
Is he a celebrity?
He's a notable musician who died in a plane crash. He was famous enough to get in a private plane. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
He's private plane famous. So OJ moves to Florida after the civil trial. It's a right to work state.
But why did he move to Miami is the reason.
Well, to avoid paying the Goldmans.
Because is there a loophole when you move to Florida?
Florida, same reason as Burt Reynolds moved there when he declared bankruptcy. If you declare bankruptcy in Florida, your home cannot be taken. OJ was getting a football pension, $25,000 a month. So enough for you and me to live on, but
why is he so hard up for cash? That's a lot of money.
He was still living extravagantly. $25,000 was not enough to live the OJ lifestyle. But so he moves to Florida, so the Goldmans can't touch the pension, they can't touch his assets, they can't touch his home. So he's down in Florida, but he's still OJ and he's still causing trouble. Do you know about the DirecTV thing?
No.
This was something I actually only heard about in one of the History Channel documentaries. I don't have the year here, but sometimes in the early 2000s, DirecTV sued OJ. 2005. DirecTV sued OJ for stealing satellite service. He had a pirated signal. And he was charged $25,000.
One month's salary.
Yeah, 1 month pension. Salary pension.
That's proof that people are just after O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, they really did turn on.
We've all stolen cable at some point in our life.
Cable at least. What about music, BitTorrents, movies?
I don't do any of that.
Really? Get with the times, JJ. It's a free economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never stolen software. I paid for every...
Admit, come on.
I'm as good a liar as O.J. Simpson.
So it's the DirecTV thing. But weird, have you ever heard of DirecTV coming after somebody?
That's why I'm saying no. I've never heard of them come after someone, but that's just proof that people wanted to get back at O.J. Mm-hmm. They must have believed he was guilty.
Does this make you more likely to get DirecTV?
No.
Less?
Less likely.
Less likely.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. DirecTV kind of littered the planet with their satellite dishes. I'm not really into DirecTV.
The planet or the atmosphere?
But everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's their ugly satellite dishes. And in space.
And the satellites, yeah. The thing I never liked about DirecTV is all the programs were on East Coast time.
Ugh, yeah.
Get two satellites. Come on. West Coast, East Coast.
It's satellite. Not quite direct. It's actually 3 hours ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. It was not a DirecTV at all. So that happened. He did the Juiced show, the hidden camera show.
Which is one of the most bizarre things for a not guilty person to do.
It was a hidden camera show where he would do pranks about being OJ. He'd be like trying to sell a house. He tried to sell a Bronco was one of them.
That's pretty funny.
See, this is a systematic pattern of poor judgment.
I don't know, with the Juiced show, I don't know if that's O.J. Simpson's poor judgment. I think that's the poor judgment of the people making the show.
But he still had to show up to set.
He'll do anything for money after the civil trial.
Yeah. He was also, I saw a thing once where the guy who was his partner on Juiced, that guy has made a whole name for himself, a whole career for himself, off of being the guy from Juiced.
The comedian?
Yeah, comedian.
I don't never heard his act. I just heard there's like an NPR story about it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, and then there was a stage show, and then there's blog articles. Like, they still pop up.
As soon as you get near OJ, you got to juice all that it's worth. Mm-hmm. I don't blame the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably... If you're at the caliber of comedian where you're getting cast alongside OJ Simpson, you probably don't have a lot of tricks up your sleeve. This is probably going to be it for you.
So. And it was kind of like a wannabe punked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty like...
Some celebrities get punked.
Some
others
people get juiced.
Good name, though.
Yeah.
I guess.
And they probably had an idea board for the names of the show, and they were like, juiced. Anybody think
O-Jade.
Of anything else?
They should call it O-Jade.
One idea.
Orenthaled. Squeezed? I don't know.
Juiced.
Well,
he also, before the Las Vegas fiasco, he also got... He was in a hit-and-run battery
case. Yeah. So again, more violence. Some people look at OJ's past as a juvenile delinquent and his rough upbringing on the streets of San Francisco as, like, it's inevitable he was going to return to that. It's a fluke that he became this famous sports star and had these years of prosperity. This was always his destiny, was to be a thug. What do you think about that?
That's what kind of a... I don't really agree.
Me neither.
I think it's actually the opposite. He's someone who made his way out of his, like, rough upbringing, and he definitely earned his lifestyle, and he just didn't want to let go of it.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that he's destined to fall back on that. That's kind of too cynical.
I agree.
I think he's, even behind bars, he's still kind of a star, and still, it doesn't discredit his previous accomplishments.
Absolutely. But he is been, you know, he did turn to a life of crime. And he was like, have you ever battered anyone?
No.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, that's not, it's almost.
But I think football players do that.
They are a violent bunch.
Yeah. Murder or no murder, they're making money off of bashing their heads into each other.
It's all he knows. Did anybody ever... Well, I mean, I guess he was an actor. I was going to say, has anybody ever, like, ask OJ to do anything but football, but be OJ? I mean, he did work with Leslie Nielsen and Evan Handler.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They give him a lot of chances to overcome. But yeah, he's back to...
And he's good at wiggling out of situations. He's a good talker.
Yeah, he is. Those skills, though, kind of deteriorated along... He's just been, maybe even before the murder, but definitely since the murders, since the case, just been kind of deteriorating physically, mentally, publicly, just everything about how famous he once was.
I think that's a sign of sanity, though, in a way, because no one can just walk away from that murder trial and play golf the rest of their life and have everything go well. There's got to be some kind of guilt, and it would drive you crazy getting away with it. And then people, and the Goldmans too, they just never let up.
That's true.
I think the Goldmans are part of the equation of his descent into madness.
Mm-hmm, just hounding him all the time. As you know, they had a right to do. He did owe them that money. I don't know. So he, a battery with the car accident.
Which got dropped because there wasn't enough evidence.
OJ and evidence.
Yeah.
It's a very strange relationship with evidence. By the way, we should say, but in this picture behind us, this is OJ's house that he lived in Florida. Pretty nice house.
It's no Rockingham.
No, not at all. But sold for $655,000 in 2005. Those are Florida prices. Real estate bubble, though, at that time. I don't know, I bet he made, or you know what, he did, actually. It sold for more than what he paid for it. I think it was sold by the bank, though, I remember reading that.
Oh, wow. Because he had to move out of Rockingham because of the Goldman.
Yeah. The spot in Florida.
I heard somewhere that the sheriff's department had a copy of, like, all the assets that the Goldmans were going after, and they gave it to O.J. Simpson.
Mm.
And they looked at it, and they said, oh, Tiffany lamps. They're coming for their Andy Warhol paintings. So they...
So he knew what to hide.
The night before, they just moved it all to various locations.
Hmm.
How frustrating.
Yeah. The Goldmans, though, they had to have known he would have outmaneuvered them.
I don't think so, because they're so... still so upset about it. It's like I think they were blindsided.
Hmm. So flash forward... 2007? That's when all this went down, right?
September 13th, 2007.
Okay. The day that If I Did It came out. That's what I think is interesting. OJ is upset about that. We should mention that in this time period, too, he authored a confession that was actually ghostwritten by the person who discovered Ron and Nicole's bodies, Pablo Fenevez. That's the weirdest coincidence of all of this.
It is.
They couldn't find another ghostwriter? One who wasn't a witness in the trial?
And but then, it's a confessional story, so... I don't know, it's still too...
But OJ is a liar. Like, why is anybody putting any stock in this confession in the first place? He lied through the whole trial. Like, well, oh, now this one time he's telling the truth.
I've watched so much O.J. Simpson video that I can tell when he's lying. He has like a thing he does. He's like, you know, he tries to charm, you know?
He has that smirk.
He has a smirk. Yeah. And he tries to like make light of it. And you're like, oh, wow, he's lying. He does that every time he's lying.
Mm-hmm. Ugly ass shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The best lie of them all.
Yeah. He would never wear Bruno Mogli shoes. But so he does If I Did It, the Goldmans release it, they get the rights to it, they release it. So on that day, he's upset about the Goldmans getting his book, about all the stuff. So he and a bunch of his friends conspire to rob a, and it says this in the Wikipedia article, a sports memorabilia / drug dealer.
Oh, that's right.
He did both.
You want a commemorative football? You want some coke? Yeah. You want some steroids?
Yeah, here's Mickey Mantle's jersey and a bottle of Vicodin.
Yeah.
How do you get into both? Did he deal other things?
It makes sense to me.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Because I think that athletes are probably the most drugged up people there are.
But athletes aren't buying sports memorabilia. Is he trading the drugs for the sports memorabilia?
So you had a point.
On the other hand, though, if you know one business, just to roll it over to scale.
And it's Las Vegas.
True.
You gotta have lots of jobs there. I'm sure everyone's, you know, making cash on the side.
So OJ is at the Palace Station Hotel. By the way,
which is such a crappy hotel.
Yeah.
Not even on the strip.
No. I've never even heard of that hotel.
Oh, you haven't? It's right near the Rio.
Oh, it is?
Here's the strip, and then it's just a little bit off. And it's kind of the hotel that I think like grannies go to. It's like a bingo kind of place.
When I was looking at the pictures, it reminded me of Sam's Town.
I don't know what that is, but
it's just like a locals casino in Vegas.
And it's like choo-choo train theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely not swinging and happening. It's not like anywhere in Brentwood.
No.
It's a far cry from the Brentwood lifestyle. It's, nobody in Brentwood would stay there.
It's a long way from San Vicente. Mm-hmm. It's a long way from Bundy. So he's there and he's eating sushi. His buds are eating sushi. And they decide they're going to... What? It was like a setup to the guy who had the memorabilia. The guy had OJ's suit that he wore. This isn't even sports memorabilia at this point. This is crime memorabilia.
Yeah.
He had OJ's suit that he wore at the trial. And he had, like, some jerseys, I guess. So OJ sets it up that some guy is going to go to a hotel room and buy it. But then OJ and his friends come and they have guns. But it's all caught on tape. One of his friends actually videotapes him and records him, sells that to TMZ for $150,000. Which is, if you're a drug and sports memorabilia dealer, just in that world at all, that's some serious coin. That's a lot of poker chips at the Palace Station.
I think 150 is kind of cheap for OJ tape. That's how tired people were of him by then. 2007.
$300,000, what do you think it's worth?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a tabloid wheeler and dealer.
You're not Harvey Levin.
No.
So he gets that, and then OJ's lawyer was weird. What's the story on that? OJ's lawyer, like, didn't tell him about plea bargains. This is according to OJ, though. He's a liar.
Well, he also said that these are the lies that I know. He said that there was no gun involved in the robbery, but on the tape, they have guns drawn.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, O.J. Simpson robbed me at gunpoint with four of his friends. So he lied about that.
Yeah.
He also said that he wasn't going there to take any of the memorabilia back. They had pictures of his kids.
You're trying to get pictures of his kids? How did those even fall into the hands of the sports memorabilia dealer?
I think OJ's lying.
Yeah.
He's like making light of it. Oh, I know they have these pictures of my kids. They had a picture of his... He said they had a picture of his daughter that died.
Whoa.
But I feel like that's like she was an infant when she died. Why would anyone want that picture? That's just too messed up.
And was it like in the suit pocket? And he's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I left the Polaroid in the breast pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. So there's that. I guess at this time period, though, see, this is when it becomes like two wrongs don't make a right. During this time period, people would film OJ secretly all the time, waiting for him to slip up. Which I could kind of see.
But OJ Simpson also made his own tabloid videos.
Like which ones?
I saw an interview with his old sports agent. And he said, and he shows the tapes, but he was like filming OJ take the flag down from Rockingham for the last time and made sure he got it at a few angles. And then OJ said, let's like stage a thing where you're like on my property. So then they show the tape of him like, hey man, get off my property. So I think he was even trying to manufacture tapes to sell to the tabloids.
Hmm.
Savvy.
Yeah. Except where it counts. You know, cleaner murder, stuff like that.
But what an enterprising person. Because even in jail, he writes, I want to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he needs to make money, so he immediately knows how to generate money. Then he does, if I did it,
mm-hmm.
purely to make money.
He was doing horror conventions at this time, too, this time period.
Horror conventions?
Like HorrorCon? They'd be like, here's the guy who played Mike Myers.
Here's Jason. Yeah, here's Freddy. Here's OJ Simpson.
Here's a real actual person who actually killed two people. Here's a real murderer.
And he has people headshots. Like, you can have some.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure people were happy to meet him, too. A picture taken with him and stuff. So he is, trial goes on. Why didn't he take a plea deal?
Probably because Johnny Cochran drove it in his head that you don't make plea bargains.
We're going to win, man.
That's stuff for Robert Shapiro. Good lawyers don't do that to their clients. That's my guess. Educated guess.
One of the other guys who was arrested with him is in jail with him. But another of the guys got out for lack of evidence.
So maybe they were... I know that he brought his friends so that they could kind of strong-arm them and intimidate them. But how did they get the memorabilia in the first place?
That's what I'm not really clear on. And the lawyer told him, like, well, if it's your stuff, you can go get it back. Again, though, this is OJ's recollection of it.
Is it memorabilia that they got because they were selling it off from, you know, maybe they got it at the Rockingham yard sale? Or, you know, he's like having to distribute his things to make money. Maybe he just decided he wanted it back.
Did he get it back? What happened to the memorabilia? That's the big unanswered question about all of this.
I hope it's hanging up at the Palace Station.
Yeah. Wow, that would get me to stay there.
The OJ, like, no, slot machines. It's like Broncos.
Yeah. It's three Broncos.
Three Broncos. That's like the jackpot.
Bar. Something in slot machines, the word bar.
Bar.
What's up with that?
I don't really know. I don't really gamble.
Me either. Yeah, slot machines. That's a fool's bet. So 13 years to the day he was acquitted for Ron and Nicole's
murder. It's on October 3rd.
Yeah. At 13, it's unlucky number.
Mercury must have been retrograde or something.
For sure. No doubt. He's sentenced. The judge was out to get him, though. Judge Jackie. By the way, if you kind of become a judge for the state of Nevada, just go ahead and go by Jacqueline. Judge Jacqueline. Judge Jackie. But in the you've seen the video. This is him up here. He's in his scrubs, his prison uniform.
Scrubs.
Yeah, his prison
they
scrubs.
They do look like scrubs.
He's like, I don't know what we were doing anything wrong. I thought I was confronting friends. Who confronts their friends?
That's what I'm saying. He's such a good liar. He knows how to I think it maybe comes from being a football player in college. Like, you know how to, like,
how
lie
to,
your way
how to
out
bluff,
of
bluff, how to
yeah.
Just fake out.
How to, like, you know, cheat on a test. How to, like, sweeten up the authority figures because you're so charming.
Well, it didn't work on Jackie. She says, but at the beginning of this trial, I didn't know if you were ignorant or arrogant. And now I know that it's both.
Ooh. Sting.
I don't think he's ignorant. I just think he's arrogant.
He's arrogant.
Yeah, he's not ignorant. No. That's mean.
I think he's actually pretty smart. To be able to lie like that, you gotta be kind of quick.
That's mean and borderline racist. Call him ignorant. Also Nevada, that's a very conservative state.
All white jury, too.
Yeah, of course, unanimous.
Yeah, jury unanimously finds Simpson guilty of all 12 counts against him.
What were those 12 counts?
Count one, conspiracy to commit a crime, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. Count three, conspiracy to commit robbery. Count four, burglary while in possession of a deadly weapon. Count five, first degree kidnapping with use of a deadly weapon. Count six, first degree kidnapping of the use of a deadly weapon. Count seven, robbery with use of a deadly weapon. Count eight, robbery. They all had guns then. Count 9, assault with a deadly weapon. Count 10, assault with a deadly weapon. Count 11, coercion with a deadly weapon. And count 12, coercion with a deadly weapon. Dang.
Yeah, sounds about right. He applied for a retrial a couple times. Didn't go through.
Of course he tried.
Yeah. So this is actually an example of the court system being prejudiced against him. It's like everything that that didn't happen in the actual trial, he like was not getting a fair shake because of who he was. Not fair.
Well, he kind of, you know, the criminal trial really kind of made a joke out of the judicial system.
This is a joke too, though. Giving somebody like a crazy sentence like this.
Was there any discussion of it being televised, the trial?
No, they would never do that again.
No. Actually, they pulled back on all that stuff after the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Just TV in general. It's like, maybe this is not a good idea.
Well, we had reality TV after that.
Yeah, they're like, let's fiction it up a bit.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we story editors.
Yeah. Let's get producers that are like making things happen, not like murderers. You know, that OJ stole one of the people they're robbing cell phones.
Really?
Yeah.
This 2007 was probably a Razor phone, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's so funny because I was like, what kind of phone was it?
Motorola Razor.
Definitely.
For sure, yeah.
2007.
So he's in jail now. OJ is in jail in Nevada.
For 33 years. What is it, 9 to 33 years?
Yeah. Next October could get out. I don't know. What's going to happen, do you think?
I don't think they're going to let him out.
Not ever? 2025?
Actually, if like TV starts to get really boring, they'll probably let him out. It depends on the media landscape.
Who's president, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Trump gets elected, then that's...
Trump's got a pardon, OJ says.
Oh, man. If he ran on a pardoning of OJ platform, it's one of the things.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Obama should pardon him. You know, like on the last day of in office, like they do all that like shady stuff?
Uh-huh.
Obama should just be like, yeah, no, I get it.
I think Obama would, but I don't think he's into the fact that he murdered his wife.
No.
Obama's a family man.
He is. Obama probably thought OJ was innocent, though, when this was going on. From what I understand, all black people thought he was innocent, up until as recently as a few years ago. But now everybody thinks he's guilty. But the thing we went to, Cuba Gooding Jr. wouldn't say what he thought one way or another.
I thought that was good of him. Because he was playing O.J. Simpson, so he can't really have a strong opinion and not have it come out in the character.
But neither did, was his name Sterling Brown? Or like none of them did.
But everyone behind us was like, come on!
Yeah. Yeah, the all-white... Emmy voting audience. The all-white For Your Consideration audience. Yeah, well, OJ's in jail now. He's largely out of the news. He'll pop up every once in a while.
He popped up even during the FX show. Well, I guess that's not his, when they thought they found the knife.
Oh, yeah, that hoax. That thing. I guess we could add that kind of to this. It's still going on. You know, police officer said a construction worker found a knife.
I dare the media to not talk about him for 1 year. Will that ever happen?
No. Oh. It's always fun to.
Who's ever gonna top O.J. Simpson?
No one ever. That's why it's fun. You know, it's like. It's like, oh yeah, you know who I ran into at the store. OJ. Oh, yeah, well, what's OJ up to? Oh, you know, he's just, you know, OJ's doing some crazy stuff. Well, OJ, his legacy, I think, speaks for itself.
I really hope that someone finds all these hidden storage units with this stuff in it.
Storage wars.
They're still around.
Wow.
There's some in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Florida.
The Heisman.
Yeah, where is the Heisman?
So there are like a lot of Heisman trophies? Do they make one every year? I guess they do. If he had one. It's not like the Stanley Cup where they move it around. Yeah, OJ storage units. Storage Wars. That's where the murder weapon probably is.
In like a glass case.
Public storage, something.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We're running out of time on this tonight's episode. Anything you want to say about what OJ's been up to? Any last year perusing the Wikipedia entry now?
I thought of something kind of crazy.
Okay, shoot.
Should we write a letter to OJ Simpson in jail?
No.
How much? Don't you think he gets letters every day?
Oh, yeah, probably all the time.
How come you say no?
What good? Would you like to receive a response from him? Would that make you feel good?
Well, I mean, we talk about him so much.
Yeah, but
I do want to see if he would write us back. I want to see what they give you back. Because when he was in jail during the trial, he was making money every day, signing like 2,000 autographs a day for like $25 each.
What would the letter say? We love your work? Big fans?
I don't know.
I don't even know what we'd say to him. It would be weird to meet him. It would be weird to... I would rather just keep...
Hey, I was driving by Rockingham the other day and just thought I'd drop you a line.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever go to the Gaucho Grill? Well, it's closed now. One on San Vicente. Cheesecake Factory is still there. It would just be weird to correspond with him at all. Having said that, to like come across a letter somebody else wrote to him that like he wrote back, I'd be like into that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to get.
It's a weird thing. It's just there's people that are really into writing prisoners.
Yeah. My friend who works at the Museum of Death corresponds with serial killers. It's like part of his job to get them. He actually wrote, I forget which serial killer, but he wrote him. And he was like, yeah, I'm watching that O.J. Simpson show. That guy's a real scumbag. And the serial killer wrote back. He's like, that scumbag happens to be my favorite football player.
Now I'm going to kill you if I ever get out.
Yikes.
I know. I was obsessed with the Menendez brothers, but I would never write to them. There was lots of...